All right. Around about this time, I'm going to introduce the band to you. And over here, a very, very good friend of mine, doing an excellent job on bass guitar. He's one of the greatest bass players on the planet. And he's still driving the women crazy. Still all the way from Manchester. Come on, Germany. Mr. Darren Lawton on keyboards for you. And over here. Come on, Maria. Over here, my partner in crime. He's my favorite guitar player in the world. Come on, Mr. Scott Gordon on lead guitar.
For you, and I gotta tell you, it's a great pleasure for me to play with this guy because I do think he's one of the best guitar players in the world.
Oh,
so to hear from my friend here from London, England, on vocals and guitar, John Sayre.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Down, guys, bring it way down. Okay, but let's not forget the main man, the king of rock and roll, without whom none of this would have been possible. Now, Germany, I want you to take the fucking roof off this place. Come on, give it up for Mr. Philip Lyon. Somebody said Black Rose. Do you want to hear Black Rose?
Bringing to a close, uninterrupted. That's Thin Lizzy with John Sykes, live, one night only, recorded in Germany in 2001. Tommy Aldridge on drums, Marco Mendoza on bass, Scott Gorham on guitar, Jaron Watton on keyboards, and of course John Sykes on vocals and guitar. So a little bit about John, the late John Sykes. He passed away this week. He was born in Reading in Berkshire in 1959. I moved to Blackpool and then joined the band Street Fighter and with a friend called Mervyn Goldsworthy. And after Street Fighter, he joined Tigers of Pantang. Now, I saw Tigers of Pantang at Wigan Pier in 1980, I think. Might have been 81. Wigan Pier had a Wednesday night rock night. And they would invite local bands. And I think Praying Mantis and Tigers play in. And it was a bit of a joke at the time. Are you going to watch it, Tigers? Are you going to watch it, Tigers? No. Well, I did, but, I mean, you know. It was, and they were essentially a local band. I'm from the Northwest, being based out of Blackpool, I guess. But I'm memorable. And sadly, Wigan Pier is no longer there. Knocked down. But I was confirmed. I never quite... Of course, at the time, I didn't know who John Sykes was, so it was just another guitar player that I don't remember. And I have to confess, I'm not a big, huge fan of the new wave of British heavy metal, which is, of course, not 40-odd years old now, but it's not new wave anymore. But we are going to play some more music from Tigers of Pantang and Blue Murder. So, just to give you a taste of what that kind of new wave of British heavy metal was about in its early days from basically 79, 80, 81, basically. And a lot of bands came out of it. Judas Priest, who had been around for quite some time, were kind of rolled into it. Iron Maiden came out of it. Def Leppard, definitely. A little bit more kind of UFO, Thin Lizzy were definitely big influences on that new wave of heavy metal that came out of Britain at the time. John Sykes joined Tigers of Pantang, did two albums. We're going to feature some music from Crazy Nights. Didn't get on with the singer very well, and then moved on to join Whitesnake. And then there's a whole bunch of stuff. Sorry, I went on to join Thin Lizzy and made one album with them. I did, let's see, The Life Live. He was on that. He was on Thunder and Lightning. And then Thin Lizzy basically broke up in the end around 83. And then he joined Whitesnake with Cozy Powell. And, of course, David Coverdale. And I think Neil Murray was still in the band at that point. That band was controversial in that Coverdale fired him at some point. Apparently, he didn't like lead singers, and I can agree with that in many ways. And then he went on to form Blue Murder with Carmen Appice. Let's see, a few others. And then has been doing solo work. Put this Thin Lizzy thing together in 2000 or 99 or something like that. Originally, Brian Downey was involved with the project, but pulled out after a while because he was seemed disorganized, from what I read. So, and then he was replaced by the awesome Tommy Aldridge. And I got to see this version of Thin Lizzy in 2002. With John Sykes on vocals supporting Deep Purple. They were played well, but the sound was terrible. They were very late in setting up. My guess is they had terrible time crossing the border, coming over from Bellingham, which is just south of the border here. And it turns out that they had played in Bellingham the night before. And so why they left it so long, I don't know. Maybe somebody had a criminal record or something, who knows. And very often we have that. When there's a border involved, you really have to make extra time just in case. And that's got a lot worse since 2002. But anyway, they played. They eventually got the sound kind of sorted out about halfway through the gig. And it was okay. And then, of course, Deep Purple. And then, what else? Yeah, so basically that's about it. I mean, it's John Sykes has been around doing this, that, and the other over the years. Solo stuff, like, very popular in Japan. And a sad loss for the guitar world. And an amazing talent, guitar player-wise and vocally. He's very much a great singer as well, as you could tell on that last session of Thin Lizzy recorded in Germany in 2001. He doesn't sing on this next track, but he does play guitar. We're going to play some Tigers of Pantang from 1980, from their album Crazy Nights. This is a track called Raised on Rock. You are listening to Transatlantic Express on the House of Prog and on CJSF 90.1 FM in Vancouver. Okay, this is the new wave of British heavy metal.
Can match your
Ian on the Transatlantic Express Radio Show on the House of Prague.
Things always